This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Hi, I'm Jess, and welcome to yours sincerely, Letterbox. I like to keep a special box filled with my favorite letters from the people I love. The letters that inspired me and made me smile that I treasure the most. And while making this podcast, I've heard so many special letters that I would add to yours sincerely's letterbox. So I'm going to start sharing them with you. Sometimes the people who have the most significant impact on you are the people you only met in passing, or people who were only in your life for a brief period of time. In this letter, Vicky Patterson shares the story of how a powerful woman in the reality TV industry empowered her to believe in herself and take her next steps.
My life's really fast, and loads of people have come into it at different times and meant something to me. But like, I considered like the most pivotal change in my life was, right, and it was when I left Geordie Shore and had this faith in myself that there was something else out there for me, and I wasn't doing myself any favours in that space anymore. And I wouldn't have come to that decision if it hadn't been for, yes, like me mom, and yes, like me own resolve as well. But there's this one woman, we'd had like our fair share of like quite shitty producers on Geordie Shore, people whose only motivations were ratings and keeping NTV happy and, you know, salacious behaviour. Like, they didn't care about your mental health, your general well-being, nothing, not you as a person. And then we got this producer in who was wildly regarded, right, as being like so overqualified to be doing Geordie Shore. She'd been doing like, she was the, like, you know, deputy executive producer on Britain's Got More Talent. Like, she knew Simon Cowell, you know, like she was big licks. And like, we got her, and like, nobody could believe it. And everyone was like, oh my God. And I was so excited to meet this like real powerhouse of a woman. And I was like, oh, is she going to hate me? Is she going to think I'm this? Is she going to, and actually like, she saw something in me that like I didn't even know was still there anymore. Like, she said, like, you're so much brighter than you're giving yourself credit for. And instead, like, you're with this, I was in quite an unhealthy relationship at the time, and she was like, and you're not coming across as this like funny and strong person. You're allowing this relationship to not only like consume you, but like you're being abused, you know? And like, I think a couple of people knew the sort of things I was going through, and that the relationship was very unhealthy, but nobody had
said the words.
Yeah. Nobody had stood to my face and said, like, we see what's happening. And like, through her nurturing me, I was able to get out of that relationship, continue on Geordie Shore, and actually like become like a slightly better version of myself going out of that. And then eventually she said, like, you know, there's more to you, and I definitely think you've got a career in TV and a career to do this, and you're bright and you're smart and all these things. And she was half the reason I left. She gave me this amazing faith back in myself. So she cared more about the individuals than the machine. She was just like one of these badass boss bitches who, like, just everything she touches, you know, just becomes that little bit better. And I think she went back to her amazing high-flying job on Britain's Got Talent. God knows, she's probably doing something even more amazing now. And she probably, like, I don't even know if she even thinks of me anymore. She probably, like, but for me, that moment was so significant. And, like, I often, like, think, like, God, if you could impress a person like that, Vicky, like, you know, it just gave me so much more confidence and belief in myself.
There is something amazing about, and you will have been this person for somebody else and you don't realise it. That's the thing, is that there is something, especially if you're a woman and you're feeling a bit unsure about yourself in a work environment or a personal environment. There is something about a woman who enters your life and just acts with total self-possession and confidence. And is just very matter of fact about things that are going on. That without thought, you know, it's not calculated to inspire. Like, so many people who I meet who are genuinely inspiring, like people who've taken on, you know, made the police force not be racist anymore, or the people who stood up against Harvey Weinstein, I've met all of them. When you make out to them that they're inspiring as people, they're like, oh, me, like, you know,
really,
they're
humbled,
like, don't be daft, like, you know, they're like, oh God, I really was having a bad day that day. I don't know what you saw that I didn't see. And then, so what I think people should take on board, especially women, is that they're probably that person for somebody else. So you, since she gave you that sort of lease of life to believe that, you know, there was something more and that you could do it, you will have undoubtedly, a bit like with your sort of carry and pull forward, You will have come across some young woman who wanted, either on Instagram or in real life or whatever, you know, was feeling a bit like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. And you will have said something that to you meant absolutely nothing. And to them is like, oh my God, that is like the light bulb moment. And I think that people should recognise much more that they are that person. People don't have any idea that they are that person. She doesn't have any idea that she was that person to you, does she?
You've just got no idea. But then I always say, right, like, when you do a shine, you encourage others to shine with you. And that's what she did. Like, I was impressed by her.
Gives permission. It's okay to be this sort of woman in this environment. It's okay. You have my permission to be forthright, to
be powerful,
to say I'm the best at the thing I do.
If you want to listen to the rest of our conversation, scroll back to January the 27th for the full episode. Let me tell you about something exciting coming up. This autumn, I'm hosting my first ever live audience recording of Yours Sincerely. I'll be closing off the final night of the Birmingham Literature Festival by interviewing the author, broadcaster, and founder of Beauty Banks, Sally Hughes. Come and join us on October the 9th at the Birmingham Rep for a great conversation and the chance to ask your own questions. To find out more and get tickets, visit the Birmingham Literature Festival website, which will be linked in the description. If you want to hear more conversations like this, make sure you follow Yours Sincerely with Jess Phillips on the podcast provider of your choice. And why not write a letter to your friends, telling them all about this podcast? I'd love to hear some of your favourite moments from the first 40 episodes of this podcast. So tweet or message me at Jess Phillips Pod, and we might feature your suggestion in a future episode. Goodbye.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.